Now, it's Hints from Eloise.
She's got hints nobody else would know. Hints nobody ever sees. We've got hints from Eloise. No one can I do with this old broken comb.
Hang it on the wall. My car keys just found a new home.
We've got hints from Eloise. We've got hints from Eloise.
That's right.
That just makes me happy.
That's right, everyone. It is time for Hints from Eloise. Did you guys find the music bed? Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Wow.
It's all coming together.
It's like I've never left.
You zipped into a warm bath.
Uh-huh. Hints from Eloise is a column to help you with your life. It is usually ripped and read from the Dallas Morning News, but I didn't have time because I was running late to buy a newspaper. So today it is... not ripped and read. It's
scanned and viewed.
It's logged on to and read. It's glanced at and read from the Washington Post online.
What?
Yeah, Washington Post.
Huh.
And we begin with Rose M. from Victoria, Texas. Dear Eloise, one night I came home late and I noticed that I had forgotten to turn on my front porch light. It was really dark, and without the light, I knew I was going to have trouble getting my key into the keyhole.
Mm-hmm.
At that same time, my cell phone rang. Upon answering it, I noticed just how much it lit up the very dark interior of my car. That's when it hit me. My phone had a flashlight. Problem solved.
That's not a hint.
And Eloise writes, Rose, yes, the multiple features that are on these phones seem to be making us more and more dependent on them. On the plus side, it does eliminate the need to carry a mirror or small flashlight in purses anymore.
I, for the longest time, didn't use the actual flashlight feature. God, put that out of my eyeball. And instead... I don't know what I was thinking. I would just light up the huge face of my phone.
Yeah, because you got the plus.
And would use that.
Yeah, but you can turn on the what I guess is supposed to be the flash and just turn it on and use it as a flashlight, unless you're a moron.
Do you know people that have their flash on a strobe for when their phone rings?
No.
I think it's very self-centered. To me, it feels that way. I mean,
if you're deaf... That would...
Well, no, that's fine. But people that aren't deaf, friends of mine that are not deaf, that have their, oh, I'm getting a phone call, and it tells the world, and it's like, it goes through gene material. It's so bright.
Really?
Yeah, it's like they're wankies on flash.
I didn't know that was a setting. That's how dumb I am.
I don't think it's a good idea. I'm just letting you know what people do. That's
I'm not going to do it.
That's a hint from Cash.
Because I don't want to be a douche.
Don't want to be that guy.
Blue yeah, bro. Blowing up. Opal in Garden Grove, California writes, Dear Eloise, my brother worked at a place where they made boats out of fiberglass. Every night he came home and rubbed vinegar over his entire body to get rid of the irritation that he got from working with fiberglass.
That had nothing to do with fiberglass. He's just a freak.
Eloise writes, Opal, thanks for sharing another great hint for vinegar. I'm sure it was soothing and did the trick. Vinegar seems to be the liquid to try when all else fails. I've got a liquid to try.
That I don't want to use vinegar instead of. So, have you ever had a bad fiberglass experience?
I've never used fiberglass. I know that, if you have like a ding in your bumper, you can try and do like one of those kits, like where you lay the layers of fiberglass.
Yeah.
It just looks like a pain in the ass.
I'm going to tell you something that might cause some cringing to you and to maybe a P1 listening.
Okay.
When I was a child, I was on a trip with my parents, and we stayed at a Motel 6. And I couldn't have been maybe 5 years old, 6 years old. And I remember I was in the bathroom, and I was reaching up for the sink, and I did, it's killing me to tell the story. I didn't realize that the sink was made of fiberglass. And so I grabbed the inside of it, and my nails kind of scraped the interior of the wall. and fiberglass shot
the
up.
Shards went into your nails?
Underneath my fingernails.
Oh my God.
And it absolutely has scarred me to this day. As soon as anybody mentions fiberglass, I jettison back to my childhood and I make the face that I'm making right now. And it's terrible. So don't think about it.
Well, hopefully they don't make sinks out of fiberglass anymore.
I'm sure that enough parents sued from idiot kids like me and just gnawing on it. Well, it's a pretty good sink. And I hope that they don't do that.
Oh, God. Ugh. All right. Nan, via email, writes, Dear Heloise, I was at the courthouse to take care of a traffic ticket. Good God. I watched a woman inside court as she scolded her toddler, if you don't stop, I'm going to have the police come over here and take you away. I've used that, by the way.
Really?
The little boy looked so frightened. He shouldn't be taught that a police officer is there to he should be taught that a police officer is there to help him. If he were to get lost or hurt, he should know that he can go to a police officer and safely ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
Heloise writes, thank you for writing to remind parents and other child care providers that uniformed law enforcement officers are there to protect and help. Children need to know that they can ask for help or protection without being punished. It can be very scary to look up at a man in uniform.
Unless you paid for him to be there.
Right.
For an adult party.
I guess, you know, you guys don't have kids. You and Mike don't have kids, but... Man, any leverage you can use, whether it's the elf on a shelf or it's I'm going to give you away to the gypsies or...
The gypsies.
I'm going to have the policeman come and take you away.
Isn't that weak parenting? Are you just you give up. You're just like, just make this moment better.
At certain times, you are just... You're grasping at straws just for anything that might work.
I say that, but I guarantee you that if I was in that situation, I would use every underhanded, dirty trick to easily get myself out of a situation.
It's better to use positive reinforcement. It's better to...
And pot.
Well, not until they're like 13.
I forgot what we were talking about for a second.
It's better to... you know, have them on like a reward system. Like, mm-hmm. if you do what I ask, then we will do this. If you don't, then we won't do this. I mean, it's kind of like treating them like they're a dog. Mm-hmm. You know, it's pretty much rewarding them with food.
That's Heloise right there walking in. Look.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Thank you for all the tips.
Appreciate you.
Blow me up.
We're good.
Doing great.
What's new today?
You tell us. What hints do you have?
What do you have any hints?
Do you have any hints
about like how to make life better?
Anything going on with Rangers?
No, there's nothing going on with the Rangers.
Well, Jeff Bannister won Manager of the Year.
Yeah, so congratulations.
Yeah, she knew that.
All right.
Thank you, Heloise.
Thank you, Heloise.
By.
We'll catch you later.
Come and get your hints column autographed by Heloise.
Look at that.
She's in the pink jumpsuit.
Is that the most kick-ass jumpsuit you've ever seen? That's my favorite lady right there.
Oh, my goodness. She's awesome.
Actual Heloise walked in.
Nate Hamilton.
I'm going to take a picture with
Nate
her.
Nate Hamilton just
Good
took
job,
a picture.
Good job, Nate. Yeah. Follow Nate on Twitter.
What's your handle, Nate? Is it just Nate Hamilton? Yeah, okay. He is our videographer for the day.
Heloise walked in during Heloise.
It's amazing. Okay, finally, Georgia in Pennsylvania writes, Dear Heloise, my husband used to have a problem with ring around the collar. I got tired of scrubbing his shirt collars and using lots of expensive pre-treaters. I've come to realize that asking him to scrub his neck in the shower has gone a long way towards ending this problem. So simple.
so simple, exclamation point?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's a hint that got published in the newspaper.
Telling him to scrub his own neck.
Yeah, you can fix ring around the collar by...
Cleaning your body.
Your neck.
Huh.
By taking a gosh darn shower, you fat slob.
You got one more?
Sure.
How about the final, because everybody loves these.
Yeah. Okay, after you have used your cell phone flashlight to find the keyhole and you enter the house and there is a surprise party with your family there and everybody wants to take a group shot and Heloise comes in and Nate's there with his cell phone and you want to take a nice picture for memories. Well, Carol says, Dear Heloise, when taking a group picture, all tall men and women should be seated and the short people standing behind. This looks more balanced.
God.
She's reinventing group pictures.
And I'm in production. And I didn't even know. I didn't even think about that.
You work in the industry
in the
for
medium.
A living. You are always framing shots. And did you ever think, you always just say, all right, tall people in the back, short people in the front. No. Tall people sit down. Short people get in the back.
It's so much fun to be the boss like that, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do as I say now.
I know how to take group pictures. My name is Carol from Cortland, Ohio. The end.
Oh, that was like, I feel like Donnie sitting next to Norm during his rant.
Right?
I just got to watch actual Heloise happen with actual Heloise
walking
in.
God, we really need to take a picture with Heloise.
We will do that right after this. All right.